Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
The Orpheum Theater in Memphis isn't just known for hosting Broadway shows and concerts. It's equally famous for hosting something a little less tangible. Built in 1928 to replace the original Grand Opera House, which was destroyed by fire, the Orpheum has become a cornerstone of Memphis culture. But beneath its crystal chandeliers and velvet curtains lies a mystery that has fascinated visitors and paranormal enthusiasts for years. At the center of this mystery is Mary, the ghost of a young girl said to roam the theater, interacting with guests and staff as though she never left. Reports of Mary's playful spirit are common. She's often seen sitting in seat C5 on the mezzanine level, watching performances. Other times, she slams doors, flickers lights, or leaves visitors shivering as sudden cold spots appear without explanation. Some say she was hit by a trolley outside the theater and carried inside, where she tragically passed away. Whether or not that's true, many believe Mary isn't the only presence in the Orpheum. Objects move on their own and faint voices are sometimes heard backstage. Is it all just the product of suggestion in a theater with such a rich history? Or does something truly paranormal linger within these walls? With unexplained phenomena and eerie encounters continuing to this day, one thing is for sure, the Orpheum Theater offers more than just a night of entertainment. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Orpheum Theater in Memphis stands as a testament to resilience, grandeur, and perhaps something otherworldly. Its story began in 1890 with the construction of the Grand Opera House, a premier venue for Southern entertainment. By 1907, the theater joined the prestigious Orpheum Vaudeville Circuit, hosting a variety of acts and building its reputation as a cultural hub. However, disaster struck in 1923 when a fire engulfed the building shortly after a performance by singer Blossom Seeley, leaving little behind but ashes and memories. The new Orpheum Theater rose from the ashes in 1928, designed by the renowned architectural firm Rapp & Rapp. This version of the Orpheum boasted opulent decor, including crystal chandeliers, gold leaf moldings, and a grand 2,800-seat auditorium. It also featured a mighty Wurlitzer organ, one of the largest and finest of its kind, further cementing the Orpheum's reputation as a house of elegance and entertainment. Over the years, the theater became a beloved venue for vaudeville, silent films, and later Broadway productions, hosting legends like Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and Eddie Cantor. Despite the theater's glittering exterior, strange events began to unfold within its walls, giving rise to whispers of supernatural activity. The most famous ghost story tied to the Orpheum involves Mary, a young girl who is said to have died in a tragic accident near the theater. Accounts vary. Some claim she was struck by a trolley, others say a horse-drawn carriage. According to legend, Mary was carried into the Orpheum but died shortly after being brought inside. Since then, her playful spirit is believed to roam the building, making her presence known in curious ways. Mary is most often seen seated in the mezzanine section, specifically in seat C5, where she seems to enjoy watching performances. Employees and visitors have reported seeing a young girl dressed in old-fashioned clothing, her presence accompanied by unexplained cold drafts and flickering lights. Some even claim that Mary interacts with the living. Doors slam, lights turn off unexpectedly, and maintenance workers report tools going missing only to reappear in odd places. On one occasion, an organist struggling with a malfunctioning pipe organ left for a coffee break, only to return and find the problem mysteriously resolved. The Orpheum's reputation as a haunted venue has sparked numerous investigations by paranormal researchers. While skeptics point to environmental factors, such as the theater's acoustics amplifying faint noises and shadows playing tricks under dim lighting, others argue that the consistent reports across decades suggest something more. Residual hauntings, some experts suggest, are at play here. In this theory, moments of intense emotion, like the final performances of vaudeville acts or the tragedy of Mary's death, leave an imprint that replays like a recording, creating the eerie experiences visitors report today. Yet Mary's story is not the only unexplained phenomenon tied to the Orpheum. Employees have reported hearing distant laughter and applause long after the audience has left. Others describe a sense of being watched while working alone in the theater, as if the spirits of past performers and patrons are still present, waiting for the next act. These early accounts laid the foundation for the theater's haunted reputation, transforming the Orpheum from a mere performance venue into a magnet for paranormal enthusiasts and curious tourists alike. While the Orpheum has undergone multiple renovations, including a major restoration in the 1980s that preserved much of its original grandeur, its haunted reputation has only grown. Each renovation seems to stir up new stories, as though the spirits within become restless whenever the building is disturbed. For skeptics, these reports can be explained by heightened suggestibility. People expect to encounter something eerie in a place known for its ghosts, and so they interpret ordinary occurrences as paranormal events. The history and atmosphere of the Orpheum Theater create the perfect setting for ghostly legends. With its elaborate architecture, emotional past, and lingering spirits, or the illusion of them, the Orpheum invites both entertainment and unease. Whether you believe the reports or not, one thing is certain. Once you step inside, you leave with a story of your own. As the years passed, the paranormal stories tied to the Orpheum Theater intensified. Mary, the spirit of the young girl, remains the most well-known entity associated with the theater, but she is far from the only presence reported. Mary's playful nature makes her a somewhat endearing ghost to those who encounter her. Beyond flickering lights and slammed doors, guests and employees have shared more vivid experiences of interacting with Mary. Some have claimed to see her wandering the mezzanine level during performances, looking as if she's just another child enjoying the show. When approached, however, she disappears as quickly as she appeared. The most spine-tingling accounts involve Mary making physical contact. Several workers have reported feeling light taps on their shoulders, only to turn and find no one there. Other times, cold drafts sweep across the room without any apparent cause, even in areas of the theater where ventilation isn't present. These cold spots are described as sudden, almost unnatural, and they tend to appear in specific areas, such as Mary's favorite seat, C5. These reports have led some investigators to believe that Mary is not just a residual spirit, but an intelligent entity, aware of her surroundings and eager to interact with the living. The theater has also seen its share of unexplained technical malfunctions. One well-known incident involves the mighty Wurlitzer organ, which mysteriously repaired itself. An organist, frustrated by a mechanical issue, took a break, leaving the problem unresolved. When he returned, the malfunction had somehow been fixed. Those familiar with the Orpheum's ghost stories attributed this sudden fix to Mary's handiwork, suggesting that her mischievous spirit had stepped in to lend a hand during the performance. Beyond Mary, the Orpheum has other less well-known hauntings. Employees have described seeing shadowy figures moving in the theater's upper air ducts. At times, the figures appear to wave, though they quickly vanish before anyone can get a clear look. Some believe these shadowy forms are former stagehands, forever tied to the theater where they spent so many hours working behind the scenes. Others speculate that they might be restless spirits who found comfort in the Orpheum after passing on. Paranormal investigators continue to visit the Orpheum, hoping to uncover the truth behind these strange occurrences. Some believe the activity is a form of residual haunting, where emotional energy from past events, like Mary's tragic death or the theater's fire, plays back on a loop. Others argue that the theater may host poltergeist activity, with energy built up over years of lively performances and renovations fueling the disturbances. Despite these investigations, no one has been able to provide a definitive explanation for the events that unfold within the Orpheum's walls. Theories about confirmation bias suggest that visitors expect to encounter something paranormal and therefore interpret ordinary events, like lights flickering or distant noises, as supernatural. The theater's ambiance certainly enhances this experience. Its dimly lit corridors, ornate decorations, and perfect acoustics create an eerie atmosphere that makes it easy to believe in ghosts, even for the most skeptical guests. But belief, it seems, is part of the magic that keeps the Orpheum's ghost stories alive. Whether people visit the theater hoping to see Mary or simply enjoy a show, they leave with a sense of wonder. Perhaps not at what they saw, but at what they felt. Guests on paranormal tours often describe an overwhelming sense of presence, as if unseen eyes are watching from the balconies and shadows. Even those who encounter nothing unusual admit that the Orpheum feels different, a theater alive with history, emotion, and something more. As the theater continues to operate, it welcomes visitors curious about both its performances and its paranormal past. Guided tours highlight the Orpheum's history while sharing stories of Mary's antics, allowing guests to experience the theater's haunted side firsthand. Each year, new stories emerge, ensuring that the legend of the Orpheum's ghosts remains as vibrant as the theater itself. Whether Mary's spirit is real or imagined, one thing is certain. The Orpheum Theater is a place where memories linger, both for the living and, perhaps, for those who never truly left. The Orpheum Theater is more than a venue. It's a living, breathing connection to the past, where history and mystery dance together in the spotlight. From its early days hosting vaudeville stars to its modern Broadway performances, the Orpheum has gathered a lifetime of stories. And then there's Mary, the playful spirit said to roam its aisles. Whether she's flickering lights, moving tools, or appearing in seat C5, Mary adds a touch of the paranormal to an already storied past. For those who encounter her, it's clear. The Orpheum isn't just haunted by history, it's still very much alive with it. Is Mary's presence a sign that some spirits stay out of love for a place? Or is it simply a series of environmental oddities, amplified by the theater's stunning architecture and acoustics? Maybe it's a bit of both. While skeptics suggest that confirmation bias leads people to see what they expect, believers argue that the consistency of these encounters, cold spots, phantom voices, and shadowy figures, can't be coincidence. The beauty of the Orpheum lies in this tension. It invites curiosity, making each visitor part of its ongoing story. Whether you believe the Orpheum is haunted or simply a masterpiece of illusion, one thing is certain. Everyone who steps inside leaves with a story to tell. Thank you for joining me on this journey through one of Memphis's most fascinating landmarks. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to hit subscribe and leave a review. It helps us keep diving into these stories and bringing you closer to the mysteries that keep us wondering. More adventures await. I'm Tony Bruschi. Until next time, keep questioning what you see, hear, and feel. Because sometimes, the things we can't explain are the ones that stay with us the longest.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.